If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in the Christmas season in Enjoy and what's happening in the North State. Also, a follow-up on what happened down in San Bernardino. Terrorism or workplace violence? Why so hard to define? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's the Jefferson state of mind because it's Sunday.
It is, once again, as always.
Once again, as always.
For now until then.
For now until then. Yes, until we have our state and we can go on vacation.
Yes.
For a couple of days.
A couple of days.
And then we can start our vigilance all over again.
I just want a couple months on the beach with no cell phone or computer or anything. Be like Robinson Crusoe.
That actually sounds really nice.
Yeah. Go away.
Oh,
but it is. It's a good wet one. Definitely enjoying the weather. Man knows we definitely need this water, and I hope it just keeps coming and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And getting some snowpack up top, which is
that's a big excellent one. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're excited about the weather here, and the rain means good things. We could use about 3 years of it.
Well, that's kind of the funny thing. I was listening to Hannity last week, and some lady was talking about climate, whatever. And she was like, you know, I live in California. We haven't gotten any rain this year. I look out my window, and it's like pouring rain.
Yeah.
Like, which part of California are you from? Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
We have rain and water. Thanks. Thanks for asking, guys.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I was like, oh, if I called in, I could say that.
Yeah. So what do we got for announcements going on? I know about 7:15 we're going to get a report from the Oregon Town Hall.
Yeah,
because
that was yesterday.
Yeah, that's a very exciting thing's coming out of
and
that.
And then the next big thing is Declaration Day.
Absolutely.
January 6th. If you would like to take the bus from Reading or Red Bluff, pickups are going to be in Reading at 6:30-ish, Anderson at the Safeway at 6:45-ish. I know they're going to be down at Granzella's, Corning and...
No.
Williams?
Yeah, I believe...
is that the three stops down there?
Red Bluff, Corning, and Williams, I want to say.
Yeah.
Is the, Declaration Days are always great. This is going to be by far our biggest one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be exciting. It's a good time. And you get to meet all of these nebulous entities from the other county that you may have talked to on Facebook or, you know, have heard about us, talk about, or things like that. And it's really neat to watch the relationships that get established and the people that come together and become lifelong friends over this. It's really neat.
A bunch of amazing people.
You do. You meet absolutely fantastic people.
Yeah.
And you see people that are starting discussions and finding common ground and coming to a singular understanding.
Yeah. And that's why the bus is so much fun. I haven't been able to go on the bus yet for any of the other two Declaration Days that we've done, but they say that, you know, it's always a blast. Everybody is just chitter-chattering, and you're really getting to know people. And I mean, it's a good three-hour ride because it's a bus.
Yeah. It's a ways down there.
So if you're interested in that...
But you don't have to fight parking. You don't have to worry about...
Yeah, they drop you off right on the West Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Trying to park in Sacramento down by the Capitol is a pain.
It's so much fun.
No, it's not. It's not cheap.
So if you're leaving from Tehama County, it's about $27. From Redding, it's $34. You must contact Patty in order to get your tickets. And her phone number is 530-833-0265. You can email her at smipatty@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And that's for Declaration Day, 10 to 1 on the West Lawn State Capitol in the former singular state of California.
Yes, the soon-to-be soon-to-be once was capital. So, and we have a lot of different things that are getting to go on here. December's, you know, a little bit quieter due to weather and due to holidays. And things like that. But you know, of course, going to be hitting the ground running next year already. And
starting January 6th.
You know, and you really for Jefferson, it is going to be the entering of phase two and some of the things that are going on and going to be changing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really interesting times because all of the hard work that everybody has done and all of the different things that have gone on are coming to fruition.
Yeah.
And now the discussion really starts. Now the argument and the grinding and the back and the forth really get to going on. And that's going to be some interesting things, a lot of different what-ifs that could be happening and things like that. You know, as we've always said, there's no flat determination on exactly how things are going to go because there are other people that we can't speak for involved. So,
oh,
we got an update from Patty on the bus.
Awesome. Good morning, Patty. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. Did we say it all right?
Yeah, we're getting rain. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right now, I have 21 people on the bus that are getting on in Redding or Anderson. The bus will be leaving the Kmart parking lot in Redding at 6:15 and the Anderson Safeway parking lot at 6:30.
Okay.
Each bus holds 47. Red Bluff and Corning, the pickup will be at 6:30 in Red Bluff at Tractor Supply. And Corning at Love's Truck Stop at 6:45, and we have 22 scheduled for that right now. And we have two scheduled for pickup at Granzella's and Williams, and I'm guessing that one will be right around 7:40.
Okay.
So each bus holds 47. There's a DVD player on there. So, you know, last time we played some of the question mark DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we have an awesome DVD that we can show that John Ward out of Red Bluff put together from the clay shoot. And I think that we'll do some more of the question mark just to refresh everybody's mind.
Nice.
Awesome.
We have the luggage rack underneath, so if anybody wants to take lawn chairs, they can do that. Or, you know, a little ice chest because they should take a lunch and...
Yeah,
if
seat,
you're taking
seats.
A flag, take a flagpole stand, or they consider it a weapon.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
But we'll go and we'll have a great time, and checks are coming in every day from people that haven't even called me. And I've, you know, I kind of would rather they call, because at some point we're going to be full and I'm going to be receiving checks that are going to have to be sent back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anybody out there listening, thinking about the bus, make sure you get a hold of Patty and let her know so that she can plan for you.
And can you go ahead and give them your phone number, Patty?
Yeah, it is 530-833-0265.
Awesome.
Yeah. And like Patty said, bring a chair. That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, water and, you know, your stick, your weapon.
Yeah.
Yes, bring a stick.
Yeah, because we're going to assault the Capitol with a bunch of sticks.
And signs. That's one thing that I haven't remembered to tell everybody. Make some signs.
Yeah.
And bring signs. They can go under the bus in the luggage area, you know.
Okay.
Go down the dollar store. They have those foam boards. You can cut them in half and make two signs and make, you know, say it. Put a saying on each side. And then you've got four options, you know. Anything from we support SOJ to we want freedom or we demand freedom, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic and always fun.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you guys go. I know Terry's going to be calling in.
Yes, he will.
Yep.
Have
Thank
a great
you,
day.
Patty.
All right, thanks, Patty.
Bye-bye.
And
one thing that just absolutely got to me last time, you know, even the little, some of you may have seen these little tiny
the miniature flags.
Yeah,
those are weapons.
5x7 flags or whatever they're, I mean, the little tiny ones with the straws for sticks.
Yeah.
You couldn't take them into the Capitol because they are weapons. And I'm going, half the people out here can't get into the Capitol because they're carrying today. Ooh, you know, it's like, are you kidding me?
It's just the mindset. Okay, you're terrified of your constituents, number one, to begin with.
Oh, we already know that. Okay. Remember Gaines with his little entourage?
Oh, yeah. You can't come north without a police escort.
Yeah, six of them.
Might be a good idea, but anyway. But you're scared of your constituents to begin with. What, are they going to come at you with a straw?
I bent it in my pocket. It's obviously not going to actually hurt.
Well, the stuff that they let you walk into the Capitol with. You know what
keys?
I can do to you with a set of keys?
Oh, damage. You could do some serious damage with
keys. And you're worried about the straw on my flag.
Yeah.
It's just goofy. But we better get off to a quick break before we get our update from Terry.
Yep, from Oregon. See what happened up there.
Yep.
So if you have any questions or comments throughout the show today, definitely feel free to call in 605-4567 or hang on our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, I'm going to sharpen my straw here.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingles Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50 with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state?
Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a storm on the horizon, and my adrenaline's running wild, but I got my brother standing next to me. So praise the Lord. Stars, stripes, and camo, there's a price to be paid to stay free. Pass me the ammo, ain't afraid to fight. Pass me the ammo, ain't afraid to cry. Pass me the ammo, ain't afraid to die. I do it for my family and do it for my pride. Pass me the ammo, ain't afraid to fight. Pass me the ammo, ain't afraid to cry. Pass me the ammo.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where you can still pass the ammo until legislation comes up for that in January. Thank you, California State Legislature. Again, January 6th, Declaration Day down in Sacramento. If you would like tickets for the buses, we've announced it earlier in the program. Definitely call Patty at 833-0265, mm-hmm. and she will be able to give you all the information on that.
That's it.
Ta-dum!
And then I believe we have Terry on the line.
We do. Good morning, Terry.
Update from the new front line of Jefferson.
Yeah.
The new northern campaign.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Hey, I was thinking that because we have to go down and probably go through the offices and talk to the staffs and the senators and the assemblymen down in Sacramento, maybe the appropriate DVD would be Dumb and Dumber 2. So we could get some sort of handle on how those people think.
Dumb and Dumber 2, the second term.
Yeah.
They're making another one. Did you hear about that?
Really, really.
They're making a third one. Yeah.
But let's hope not. So how did Oregon go yesterday?
Amazing. Sal and I went down the night before like we normally do and meet with the folks who are putting it on. And we had around 100 folks at the Grange there in Grants Pass. We had them from Douglas County, from Jackson County, and from Josephine County, and it was just amazing. They were, I mean, I get amazed by Mark Barrett. I don't think that I have seen him do a town hall or a presentation to where each time I learn something, and I mean, you know how much we talk.
Yeah.
It was just amazing, standing ovation as usual. And it was a lot of fun because at the very end of this thing, one lady came up and said, well, you know, I think we need to start gathering signatures right away. And I said, what's your name? And she said, Lori. I said, well, everybody talk to Lori at the end of this. She's now got a job. And another lady came up to question and answer at the very end. Her name was Jerry. And she came up and she said, well, what we should do here, because we have so many counties represented, is let's divide up into our counties on each side of the room and let's get going with this thing.
Excellent.
And I said, what's your name, Jerry? Your name is Jerry? And she said, yeah, okay. Well, Jerry, you're coordinating this. Here's the microphone. And gave her the microphone, and Mark and I walked off the stage.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And she just went to work at it. We had a lot more laughter at that one than we did have applause, but it was a lot of fun because they were just ready to take the bull by the horns and go for it. Yeah. And the most exciting thing is that we had a lady who kept hanging around us, and then she picked up a hoodie, and she picked up literature and all this stuff, and her name was Michelle Binker. And then she handed us her card, and she is the chief of staff for Representative Carl Wilson in Oregon. And she said he's not only behind this, but so that she was just so excited she couldn't wait to get back to him.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
That was amazing.
It was kind of a different mindset in that regard than California, but people were just amazingly excited. Quality people. One young man brought a young family. Reminded me of you, Red. Younger guy and his wife, and they had all four of their kids. So I gave each one of the kids a little flag, you know, and they were just really cute. And just, you know, you start seeing more young people, young families. I cannot believe the young people that are starting to gravitate to this. It's fantastic. We got back last night about 8 o'clock. I want to thank Joetta Ruggles, and I want to thank her on the air. She has been, there's going to be a special place in Jefferson for her because we, with the challenges we have with our son being ill and with our father-in-law, as you know, being ill, he's 92, without her, we wouldn't even be able to travel, and I want to thank her publicly. She has, Joetta has been, what a wonderful lady, what a wonderful lady. Yeah, it was just fantastic, and I know over in Tuolumne County, Stephen Baird, we were talking on the phone. I'm driving from Siskiyou, he's driving from Tuolumne, he and Diana and Sal and I, and they had had a town hall in Tuolumne County, and prior to the town hall, he had met with a couple of supervisors who are for this. It's just amazing to me. Every time I think back about Shasta County, it kind of cracks me up because, you know, I mean, good heavens,
you can't make it up.
Yeah, we got to get rid of those guys. That's all there is to it. We need to get rid of the Board of Supervisors with the exception of Chappelle in Shasta County. They just need to go. It's atrocious.
Well,
I mean, even the sheriff and, you know, as far as a couple of them anyway, not even wanting to expand the jail, et cetera. But that's a whole different story, but I digress. Anyway, it went real well over in Tuolumne. It's going real well in Amador. They're out getting signatures every day. It's going very, very well in Calaveras with a couple of the supervisors getting engaged. You know, this Declaration Day, I got to tell you folks, this is going to be an absolutely amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
When your county gets its declaration and you know who you are, when it comes in there, you should have 100 people from your county coming to that.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
And bring all your kids. I mean, this is history in the making.
Yeah. Are you going to bring Hunter?
Well, I'm still hoping to go. We haven't quite decided if I can make it yet.
Of course, you've got one in the oven. You have
I'll be 37-ish weeks pregnant at that point. So, yeah, we'll see. If I can even make it to Sacramento, I might be at every pit stop before then.
So is the Mann family going to repopulate the state? Is that what you're trying to do?
No. No, I don't like minivans.
Well, you remember, Terry, when we were over in Delnord a couple of years ago, there was a discussion among the people around the table starting the Jefferson Dating and Breeding Program. Yeah. Finding lonely heart Jeffersons and hooking them up so that we can have more Jeffersonians.
I do remember that one.
That was a good time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I talked to Aaron Funk in Delnor County bringing that up. We've had a long conversation. He's back in the hunt again.
Good.
We're
we
communicating. But it's amazing to me the amount of counties. I mean, I guess I can say this on the air. I would say that as far as declarations, I hope you're sitting down. It looks like we will have as many as 10 to bring down.
10. Snap. That is awesome.
Never
That's
go
16
anywhere.
16 counties.
That'll be great.
Yep, never going to go anywhere, never going to amount to
anything. Yeah, we're just crazy.
Nuts.
Spinning our wheels.
Yeah.
We had a lot of press in Josephine County. We did have a lot of press there.
Really?
The whole mode of thinking there, I mean, they have had it.
Mm-hmm.
The oppression and overreach of the United States government at this point, and I'm just talking about the administration,
mm-hmm.
and the state in a lot of our states is just getting overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, I spent several years in Southern Oregon in the Medford, Ashland area and things like that, and they have been, ever since I lived up there, they were disgusted and fed up with their state government,
mm-hmm.
because, again, they suffer from the same oppression we do. No matter what they need or what they want or what they desire, it's pointless because Portland will decide for the rest of the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope I didn't miss anything on all of this. I've been, I'm still a little tired. We've been running, we get to be home for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm a little tired. So Sally, honey, if you're listening, you can, maybe pick up the other phone. And, if I forgot anything that I was supposed to bring up.
Well, we're going to have to roll off to, bottom of a break. But before we do, we want to bring up the 51ster program.
Yes. Oh, good job.
Well, let me, there she is.
Sally?
You guys got to turn down your radio.
Sally, turn down your radio.
I think you got everything, Buzz.
Okay. But we do want to bring up to everybody about the 51ster program and going to soj.net.
51.net.
51.net, sorry. And clicking on the button there, and what'll happen is it'll bring up a list of three state legislatures. And what we're asking everybody to do is call three legislators a day, and to continue to do that every day. And we're looking for thousands of people to do this and flood the capitals with calls and just simply tell them, I support the state of Jefferson. You should support the state of Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And every month we'll be giving away a free Second Amendment item.
Mm-hmm. So make sure that you put in your name and your email address on the left hand of that screen. So when you go to SOJ51.net, again, you click the green button at the top. It says the 51sters, and it takes you to the page. Put your name and your email on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, it gives you your two assembly members and your senator. Call them. It literally takes less than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Are straws and sticks included in the Second Amendment program?
No, we have real Second Amendment items.
Actually, if you as Mark Baird says, go back to the original Webster's Dictionary for what the word meant at the time, and the word arms means weapons and munitions of war.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything from Webster's. Artillery to guns to knives to. It's not a right to bear rifles. It's not a right to bear. It's a right to bear arms.
Anything that you can use as an implement of war.
And at the time that they wrote that, arms specifically meant munitions of war, armaments and munitions of war. It was pretty wide open.
Yeah.
I think everybody should bring a straw with them to the Capitol.
Oh, that would be funny.
And then we can just leave our straws at the front.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring a semi-automatic straw with a detachable mouthpiece. What do you think about that? It's going to be extra scary looking.
I want to know who just got into Red's body. All right, you two. I love you both. Good show, and have a great day. Time has come for 51.
It has indeed. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room. It's definitely hopping this morning. KCNR1460.com.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of holiday trimmings, and delicious dessert. Adults $26.95, children $9.95.
Children 8 and under eat free.
Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Test your knowledge for a chance to win fantastic prizes and play the River Trivia Challenge at Wind River Resort and Casino Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Challenge prizes include a helicopter tour and cash, one-night hotel stay, dining certificate and free play, a spa and dining package. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. It don't fry in the kitchen.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, definitely feel free to call in, 605-4567. If you would like to take the bus to Declaration Day, it's leaving from Shasta and Tehama County. It'll be 27 for Tehama, 34 for Shasta. Call Patty Smith at 833-0265. And remember, we are doing the 51sters, so go to soj51.net. Click the green button at the top of the screen. This is 51sters. Enter your name and email address and call every day. If you do that, you'll be entered to win a Second Amendment item.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get more phone calls down to the legislators down in Sacramento so that they know what's going on.
Yeah, blow up their phone lines.
Just yes.
Keep calling and keep calling until they're tired of listening to us.
And if you can't call when they're in session or when they're in the office, still call and leave a message
leave a message.
Their voicemails. Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, as things continue to roll along and grow and expand, as they seem to do
mm-hmm.
every week, you know, as always, there's always a lot of discussion about what is the new state going to look like, what is going to be the policy on this, what is the laws about this, and, you know, and a lot of thinking about that. And it's not like we have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, please don't reinvent the wheel.
It usually
makes it worse.
We have the guidelines. The guiding light is the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And to me, the concept that we have to pass a law to protect a right is really gotten out of hand. Oh, we need a law to legalize this. Well, no, you don't, because that
just
would imply that it was illegal before.
Yeah.
And the way that I read the Constitution, especially the Tenth Amendment,
mm-hmm.
is anything not specifically reserved in the Constitution as a right of the government
mm-hmm.
is implied.
As a right of the federal government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is implied as a right of the state or the people already. So why do we need laws to legalize things when if that is not reserved to the federal government, that right is already implied?
Well, that's where people don't really understand the purpose of the actual federal Constitution. It was to tell the federal government, this is the rights enumerated to you.
Yeah.
We let you do this. You don't tell us what we can do. We tell you what you can do.
Mm-hmm. You know, as an example, a speed limit. There is nowhere in there that the federal government is allowed to regulate speed limits or how roads are built or, mm-hmm. or anything like that. That's reserved specifically to the states and to the citizens themselves, correct?
Yeah.
So on other issues that
well, the thing
pop
too,
up,
when you look at the topography of the United States, you can't have one rule for everything. I mean, for Pete's sake, here in the city of Reading, if you want a warehouse rolling door, it has to be hurricane proof. We're in Reading, California. When was the last time a hurricane hit Reading, California? Do we have any data from the Ice Age?
I
mean, come on, people.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah. But it has to be hurricane proof. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, that's the problem is that there's a law for everything.
It could happen.
I'm sure it could.
Climate change.
the evil warmy changy.
Yes, which is more dangerous than a,
which,
you know,
which may be a temporary coldy changy now.
Coldy changy thing.
But I, you know, and with as big as Jefferson is and the many diverse groups and everything that, mm-hmm. that is in Jefferson, there are discussions, some of them rather heated, that go on back and forth amongst the people about different things. But the guiding light is to remember is those rights are enumerated and reserved to you already. You don't need a law to protect those rights.
Yeah.
You should be operating under the assumption that those rights are already yours.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff can get distracting and cause division.
Especially the social issues. And come on, guys.
You know, there's even social issues that are discussed that I agree with some people, mm-hmm. but we do not need to be focusing on those and causing division with them. Those are discussions that need to happen internally and amongst other people. And I look at it this way as an analogy, okay? You and somebody that you've just met are out in the middle of the woods, and mm-hmm. you know that you're in wolf country, and because you live in California, you don't have any gun to protect yourself, and your car breaks down in the middle of the night.
Eek.
Okay? And only it's going to take two of you to get your car fixed. Okay? And you get out of the car, you look, and you realize that, you know, you got a busted lug nut. It's going to take both of you to fix it. But instead of fixing your car and getting down the road before you're eaten by the wolves, you're going to stand there and argue about whether or not air fresheners should be allowed in cars. Okay? The one guy wants an air freshener, and the other guy goes, well, air fresheners smell really bad, and I don't like them, and, you know, we shouldn't have air fresheners in cars. And the other guy goes, well, I'm not going to help you change this tire. I'm going to stand here and get eaten by wolves until you admit that I should be able to have an air freshener in my car. And then once you get that argument out of the way, the driver goes, okay, let's get this car to the fuel stop. And the other guy goes, wait a minute, fuel stop? That's a stupid name. We should call it a gas station. I'm not getting back into this car with you until you call it a gas station. I'm going to sit right here and wait for the wolves to eat me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is some of the discussions that have gone on, is they are really that ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are we really going to argue about the air freshener and what we call the gas station?
Yeah.
Or you going to get in the you're going to get the car fixed as quick as you can, and then argue about it as you're driving to whatever you want to call your gas station. It just, you know, a little common sense, a little maturity.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think that's kind of the way that politics has sort of run the last 20, 25 years, at least as long as I can remember. Is they being mostly the media, they use these fringe issues.
They do, to divide.
To divide. And it is divide and conquer. If you can't, I mean, think about it. Just, you know, you're sitting at your Christmas dinner with your family. Okay. You're not going to agree with everything that everybody says. You don't agree with everything your wife or your husband says.
No.
But somehow that still works, right?
Yeah, you're
because you agree
still
on the main points.
Exactly.
You agree that we need liberty. We need a new state. Mm-hmm. The state could be named, I like the state of Bob. Okay, I really want to call it Bob. I don't know why, but I do. I really like that. I think it's ridiculously funny.
I still like Better California. But
Better California. BC.
Again, it doesn't matter. The point is we still need to get some gas in the car.
Yeah, you got to get to the state to actually name the state, okay?
You know,
you don't like the double X's. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure we're probably going to have a new symbol. We're going to have to choose a bird and a tree and our favorite flowers and all this other stuff. And
we've done some
of that. Who cares?
And that is the point. And, you know, I'm not saying we're not guilty of it either. We're just as guilty of it. And, you know, I just, everybody, if you can just kind of keep in mind the objective, we got to get the car fixed and out of the woods before the wolves eat us, and I don't care what it's called where we pick up our gas to get the car back onto the freeway.
We just need the gas.
We just need it.
And hopefully we're not getting taxed 80 cents a mile for it.
Exactly.
Shout out to Oregon.
Yeah.
Because they've implemented it up there. But yeah, it's focus on the really important things. And the really important things is securing liberty and prosperity for your children and your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
If you can do that, it doesn't matter what everything else is. It really doesn't.
And you don't need to have a law to ensure your rights. Your rights are already insured.
Yeah.
The laws that are passed are to... You don't need them to protect your rights.
Well,
your rights
it's
are
the California
there.
Mentality. Oh, we have to pass this law. We have to pass that law. We have to do this. We need to specify this. And that's why our tax, or not our tax code, but our penal codes and our driving codes and our laws and our constitution's been changed 600 times in 150 years. It's because we think, oh, if we pass a law, it'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you insane?
Yes, they are.
Well, I know that they are, but I'm talking about people in Jefferson who have that mentality. I mean, come on, guys. That is the California mentality. You can't think like that. That is the status quo of thinking.
Yeah, and you've got to get that out of your head. Get out of the box.
You don't have to think that way anymore, because if you return to a constitutional Republican model of government, the fringe doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
And with that, we better get off to our last break. And when we come back, I want to kind of touch on a couple things about political correctiveness and some other things that have been sticking in my craw and some of the things that I've heard.
Am I going to have some red signs over here saying, stop, Robert, stop?
Yeah, Bob may need to be near the button.
Okay, Bob's going to be hovering. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular, Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me,
a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where those boots are not going to walk all over us anymore.
No.
We are putting our foot down.
We're going to do some walking ourselves.
Yeah.
So, well, we wanted to finish up the last little bit, hitting on a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
How's the best way to put this?
Stop
being afraid to tell the truth in any manner or fashion that you need to do so to get the point across.
Yep.
And if somebody says something that you don't like, quit being such a crybaby about it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I can imagine what would have happened to me as a child if I had gotten picked on and called names, and then I went to a counselor to have a session, and then my therapy, and then the poor other kid had to go through an intervention, and then his parents investigated to see what kind of household he lived. Are you kidding me? This is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
This political correctiveness is nothing but a tool that the enemy is using to deflect away from the core issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Take San Bernardino, for instance. Workplace violence, really? It was terrorism. Okay, it was Middle Eastern terrorism against Americans. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, and another thing that I've heard, I'm kind of tired of hearing, is vulgarity is just a failed argument, or vulgarity has no place in discussion or anything. And there was something that I was actually taught this by my third grade teacher. I was. Vulgarity has a place in language. It's okay. Why it exists. It's a safety valve. It's a warning mechanism, like a rattlesnake when he starts to rattle.
Well, it's also emphasis.
It is. It allows you to expound how deeply you feel. It's a qualifier. So when people say there's no place for vulgarity, that's not true. Okay, it's a word. Get over it. It's there to place emphasis. It's there to warn you that the discussion is beginning to cross the threshold and maybe it needs to be backed off. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That there needs to be a feeling of mutual respect there so that you can back away from those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other thing that there is no longer an applied assumption of possible violence, I don't agree with that too. I'm actually a supporter of violence as a determination in certain arguments.
Yeah, well, okay. You try everything before that, but at some point you got to put your dukes up.
Absolutely.
Say,
and
no, you back
have,
off now.
You should have learned that on the playground, okay?
Well, we're not supposed to teach our children that anymore.
And my kids are learning that. You get bullied, you're not going to go to the principal or somebody else to
you
deal
take
with
care
it.
Of it,
you
and then we'll discuss it when we get home.
You don't need the state to do it for you.
Yeah.
You're going to learn to defend yourself. And I think this is a reason that we have things like this with mass shootings and things like this among kids and different things, is because we've removed all those safety valves. We've taught your kids don't cuss at each other, don't call each other names, go run to somebody else. So when they're in a
somebody
situation...
Somebody else will take care of you.
Exactly.
You
so when they're in a situation that they are intimidated or panicked or anything like that, they have no concept of how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And they overreact.
It's a handicap of your children.
Exactly. And anybody that says violence doesn't solve anything has never kicked the crap out of somebody who really
or read
needs
a book
it.
Of World War II.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought that solved the whole Holocaust issue really well.
Yeah, violence does solve issues. And it has a place, just as vulgarity has a place in language. And you need to get over it and deal with it and exercise your ability to say it how it is in the manner that it needs to be said. Okay? There is a point where politeness is just not going to meet it anymore, where you're going to say, well, in the politest terms possible, I would like to meekly present myself and say that I'm really distressed by the fact that you're taking away my rights and destroying my country and spending my children's future in the most non-aggressive terms possible. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing, too, is you should be able to be direct without being impertinent. You know,
Absolutely.
Should be able to say, no, you're going to stop because I have a constitutional right. Period. End of story. Leave me alone. Seriously, don't come to my house. I'll fix the problem for myself.
Absolutely.
You should be able to do that, but you can't.
Well, I believe that where the nanny state entitlement, lack of responsibility really starts to begin is political correctiveness.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove your own ability to communicate with other people without someone there to referee your language,
yeah,
you've really kind of given up the whole show already.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Well, it's like, for example, an adult should be able to walk through life, or just a single day. You're going to get offended by something at some point during the day. Something's going to offend you. Whether you're watching a Carl's Jr. commercial on TV. Okay, I'm just going to say that was one reason why we cut cable, because I was tired of watching the commercials. Whether it's that, or whether, you know, you see a bumper sticker, and you're just like, oh, I hate that bumper sticker. Or anything that you see, a billboard, something's going to not make you happy, something's going to offend you. But you know what, as an adult, what do? You just go, whatever, moving on.
Well,
you know?
When did we get the idea that we have a right to be offended about anything? Where is there a...
Yeah, You just have to man up and be a big boy or a girl.
Live, you know?
Yeah.
So you disagree with somebody, you know, you're going to argue about it, possibly in heated terms.
Yeah.
If it's really that important a deal, it may get physical. Yeah. Oh, no.
Or you go your separate ways and you never talk to each other again. Okay, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on. But there are so few things in life that are worth that kind of escalation, unless you are talking about people's liberty and what they do in their own home with their families.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll escalate that one quickly.
starts with political correctiveness. If you can't say what needs to be said for the fear that, oh, I might be profiling them, or I might be offending them, or, you know, is that the right way to talk about a Native American or an Indian or whatever the new term is for that? There apparently is a new one out. Just say it.
Yeah. Be offended. If you're going to be offended, deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never kill me. God, you know how many times I heard that as a kid?
Yeah.
Deal with it. Get over it.
Now, it sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are grounds for a lawsuit.
Right?
Gosh, that's true.
You know, and it's just, I want to see people be able to say what needs to be said without being put into a box that is easily directed.
Yeah.
You know, stop being afraid to say it, to call it how it is, in the loudest terms that you need to get your point across.
Yeah.
Okay? If they're not listening, escalate it. Don't take your ball and go home.
Yeah.
And be like, well, that's outside the bounds of good taste and political correctiveness, so I surrender my argument because I can no longer verbalize it.
Yeah, you want to talk about good taste? Let's argue about the best flavor of ice cream. Okay, let's talk about good taste. Come on. Nobody's going to agree.
No.
Ever. Yeah, no. You can't do that. Yeah.
I don't know. That was just kind of my little rant.
Well, we have to have one every couple of weeks.
And stop being afraid to argue with each other. You know, it's healthy, okay? And just because you argue doesn't mean at the end of the day that you can't still be in the same car with or without an air freshener.
Well, that's the thing is you got to let out what you think and what you feel in that order. Okay, not feel before thinking, think before feeling, okay? That's my little tirade. You have to do that to have a healthy relationship with people.
Yeah. It's normal.
If something bothers you, let them know. Come to a meeting of the minds. It's all about compromise.
Yeah. Why is it that policy often ignores human nature?
I don't know.
We have spent thousands of years developing our communication skills with each other, and in the process of 20 years, we're going to go, now all of that doesn't work for us. We do things that we do for a reason.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to ponder that next week on the Jefferson State of Mind. It is time to make this yours, Jeffersonians.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Greg Clugston. President Obama tonight will deliver a primetime address to the nation. It'll be just his fourth presidential speech from the Oval Office.
What you're going to hear from him is a discussion about what government is doing to ensure all of our highest priority, the protection of the American people. I think he'll talk about the actions that we've taken, not just since 9/11, but since Paris.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch told NBC's Meet the Press the president will give an update on the San Bernardino shootings and the broader threat of terrorism and how to defeat it. The speech airs at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. On ABC's This Week, GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush said he doesn't understand why Democrats won't say the words radical Islam.
The left has a hard time recognizing what this is. This is a fight for Western civilization. They've declared war on us, and we need to be much more serious about creating a strategy to take them out.
Appearing on the same program, Democratic